Leaves of Grass, Song of Experience, Part 16. Read specially for A.J. Leon. I am of old and young, of the foolish as much as the wise, regardless of others, ever regardful of others, maternal as well as paternal, a child as well as a man. Stuffed with the stuff that is coarse and stuffed with the stuff that is fine. One of the great nations, the nation of many nations, the smallest the same and the largest the same. A southerner soon as a northerner, a planter nonchalant and hospitable, a Yankee bound my own way, ready for trade, my joints, the limberest joints on earth and the sternest joints on earth. A Kentuckian walking the vale of the Elkhorn in my deerskin leggings, a boatman over the lakes or bays or along coasts, a hosier, a badger, a buckeye, a Louisianian or Georgian, a poke easy from sand hills and pines, at home on Canadian snowshoes, or up in the bush, or with fishermen off Newfoundland, at home in the fleet of ice boats, sailing with the rest and tackling, at home on the hills of Vermont, or in the woods of Maine, or the Texan ranch, comrade of Californians, comrade of free Northwesterns, loving their big proportions, comrade of raftsmen and coal men, comrade of all who shake hands and welcome to drink and meet, a learner with the simplest, a teacher of the thoughtfulest, a novice beginning experient of myriads of seasons, of every hue and trade and rank, of every caste and religion, not merely of the New World, but of Africa, Europe, or Asia, a wandering savage, a farmer, mechanic, or artist, a gentleman, sailor, lover, or Quaker, a prisoner, fancy man, rowdy, lawyer, physician, or priest. I resist anything better than my own diversity, and breathe the air, and leave plenty after me, and am not stuck up, and am in my place. The moth and the fish eggs are in their place. The suns I see, and the suns I cannot see, are in their place. The palpable is in its place, and the impalpable is in its place. That's it, section 16. And that absolutely stunning line, I find, a wandering savage. I suppose it's the meaning you make of it yourself, really. But he really is painting the diversity of America, the social diversity, the natural diversity. And in a way, it's not just America. You know, Africa, Europe, Asia. A wandering savage. And what else is A.J. Leon but, you know, a wandering savage. A nomad, revolutionary, travelling around, noticing, celebrating, just being. His very journey is an inspiration. His very journey is an example that it's possible to do something that is of your own design and go for it. I am of old and young, of the foolish as much as the wise. Of the foolish as much as the wise. It's just wonderful to read it this Sunday evening in the beginning of January. There we are, a little bit more of Walt Whitman, especially for AJ Lane, but especially for anyone else who's interested. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.